We're late. We're very late. It's Tuesday morning with a Cuffin Show here at 101.5 UMFM. Alongside with me, as always now, Ryan Stelter. So it's a cup of joe with a shot of rye, essentially, then, now, at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what we call right? it.
And then the we have a third guy.
Sitting on the John.
There's a lot of firsts. I have my first co-host. Now I have my first threesome in the station. This is crazy. John Godis.
Yeah.
Is that yeah?
Is it Godis or God?
You got it.
Godis?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Social media here at with the U of M Bisons, and also Raptors HQ, right?
Yep.
Senior editor or writer?
That's my self-given title.
Okay, yeah, because I'm looking at your I was looking at your Twitter profile.
Senior
editor. What do I call you?
Yeah.
Senior editor.
Yeah, that's what Sportsnet 590 calls me, so that's what you can call me.
There you go. That's nice. How do you feel about the Raptors this season, man?
This is what we're going to do all the whole show.
We'll talk about it. Okay, should we warm up first then? Should we warm up first with some food?
No, let's talk about the Raptors.
Yeah, let's talk about the Raptors. Let's hear what John has to say about the Raptors.
I mean, we can warm up with some food questions.
And everyone's turned it off now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. No, okay.
We'll talk about the Raptors. We can talk about the Raptors.
We'll talk about it eventually.
Kyle Lowry, right?
But we should warm up.
Lowry.
Lowry. Debo.
DeMar DeRozan.
Fred VanVleet.
The guy on the GoDaddy commercial. What's his name?
Norman Powell.
Norman Powell.
No, there's another guy. He's the
GoDaddy curse, by the way, if you don't know about that. What the last 2 years that GoDaddy has sponsored somebody, they've gone on to have a really like bad year. Oh, last year was Jonas Valanciunas.
That was the guy.
And then at the end of the season, they brought in to the commercial Patrick Patterson, which ruined his year. I think he shot 29% from three after that. And Lucas Nogueira, who only plays like 3 minutes a night since then. And then this year, they just went all out and said, no, we're just going to ruin one guy's season. So we're just going to have Norman Powell.
How is Powell doing this season? Not good, right?
He's bad, yeah.
Yeah, like I haven't heard about him. Like I remember last year, there was some hype around him, wasn't there? Like,
yeah, he's a big-time playoff player. So yeah. hopefully when calendar turns over, he'll start, you know,
so they'll
not
stop
being a minus 19 every time he touches the floor. You know,
they'll stop playing the GoDaddy commercials once playoffs roll around.
They're going to have a new one.
Oh,
that's what they usually do.
That's right, yeah.
That's when they ruin Patterson, so they'll find somebody.
It's going to be eventful.
Everybody doesn't want any of them to touch anyone, any of those young guys next year. Just like leave them out. Just like don't touch DeLon, don't touch VanVleet.
It's going to be VanVleet. It's going to be in the commercial.
Just sponsor like the athletic trainer.
I can feel it. I can feel it. It's going to be VanVleet in that commercial.
They're going to pay him. It's going to be the same thing. Yeah.
So
now that we've lost everybody.
Well, yeah. We've lost everybody. So I remember there was the one game last week against the Cavs, and obviously that's always a big story with the Raptors, isn't it? It's always Raptors-Cavs meeting in the playoffs, and like the last 3 years when I finally watched basketball and watched the Raptors, I watched them play the Cavs.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, ooh. But this year it's different. This year it's different?
It might be different.
It might be different.
It might be different. Yeah. LeBron has gone to a superhero level this week, I think.
Yeah,
like,
that's what
I've noticed. The Raptors game was part of that. He had the 40-point triple-double, whatever, the game before that, and just ripped off. Like, he's just going to the basket like an insane person right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, at his age, which it's just ridiculous.
He's like 33, right?
Yeah.
And he's still, like, dunking over, like...
Yeah, now he's, like, mad for some reason. I don't know why. Like, the team
LeBron
is the same place they've been all year. They're not moving from it. There's no reason for him to be so angry and playing like this.
Should have gave him a Sprite. Drink Sprite, LeBron, if he's listening.
I wouldn't ask you if you're thirsty. I'd ask you, want a Sprite?
Even if you were eating a hot meal.
That's the problem with being a basketball fan in Canada. Like, at least, like, hockey, there's, like, at 25 sponsors. But, like, basketball, there's, like, three. So you got, like, the Sprite commercial. You got 17 Norman Powell GoDaddy commercials. You've got that Chevy commercial where they don't say any words. You have to read the screen. There's Juicy Fruit where he throws the gum out the window.
Yeah.
I love how, like, there's just so much culture with, like, basketball commercials in the States.
Yeah.
And you come up here and it's like, well, what do we do? A website, a truck, a drink.
Just the same ones every year.
Gum.
Is there an insurance company, too? I feel like
just
that's
the Corey Joseph Snickers commercial, which they're still running.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I noticed. I was watching TV the other day. I was like, Corey Joe's gone, man. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
It's like, oh, he's fine. He's wearing a red hoodie. He's not wearing a jersey, so we can still wear the commercial.
We can still run this.
We don't need to make a new one.
We're still relevant.
Yeah.
It's still basketball around here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for Raptors, I think. I know all my friends are talking about it, and like everyone in the media is talking about it, right? So, I mean, there's something there.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. Well, it's a different team this year. Yeah. They play a different way. I think it's going to, there's not going to be the first round struggles. Mm-hmm. I don't foresee that this year.
Yeah.
I think they play better than whoever they play, Milwaukee, Miami. They'll win that series 5-6.
I saw your tweet, though. You're a Milwaukee fan now.
That Giannis interview last night at 60 Minutes was the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
I feel like Giannis would be a really great person to interview.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, he's just like a beast on the floor.
He's so much fun.
I bet, yeah. And then I bet just hearing him interview, just be like, oh yeah, I'm Greek and stuff.
That's what it was all about. You really? Don't need to watch it. Yeah, that's the whole thing. They did like 48 minutes of Stormy Daniels and then 5 minutes of just Giannis saying, I'm Greek. And that was the whole show. Yeah.
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't even, why is that? Anyways, we won't get political on this show.
No.
Let's keep it fun. Let's keep it light. It's just three dudes in a room starting to sweat up a little bit. It's kind of warm in here.
It's very warm.
It's
not warm?
No, it's just you worked out.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Joe works out.
You're very right. Yeah, you know, I like to pump iron every now and then, lift things up, put them down. So we got to ask you a question, John. We do this every time. Most overrated restaurant in Winnipeg?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not going to say Stella's because Stella's is like the Stella's is a staple, man. Like, they're good and they know what they're doing. Overrated? What have people said in the past?
We said Stella's.
Yeah, we've only been doing this like for the past like two episodes.
I feel like there's like 11 of them now.
Yeah,
and there doesn't need to be 11 of them.
No.
Yeah.
There's like they're in every building now.
Yeah, that's what I feel too.
But yeah, there's been some places where Osborne Village now has a lot of overrated restaurants. I feel like there's been a lot of turnover in that one spot on the corner.
You know what's overrated? Moxie's. Moxie's is pretty overrated, I think.
I don't. Do people rate Moxie's?
Yeah,
I'm going to.
I've never been to Moxie's.
They're overrated.
I've never heard anybody say anything good or bad about Moxie's.
I'm going to say like, it now. They're overrated.
My 18th birthday is going to be at Moxie's, and then they go and they're this is fine.
That's true. I just wanted to say.
I know people work there. That's the only thing. People work at Moxie's. Nobody eats there.
I just remember having a meal there, and I was not happy about it because there was no flavor in it. So Moxie's, step your game up. Your fish sucks. So. Just do it, right? Everyone, no, I'm just saying. That's my opinion about Moxie's. But
what about underrated?
Sousal.
What?
Sousal.
What's that?
It's underground. They don't have a sign.
Underrated.
Yeah, literally underrated because you don't know how to go there.
See, because
it's the best restaurant in Winnipeg.
We have no knowledge of like extensive restaurants in Winnipeg. I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, the corner of Osborne and technically it's McMillan, but it's Donald. There's a tea story there.
Oh, okay.
And there's like an electronics store in the little parking lot behind it. If you go down the stairs in one of the stairwells and just open the door. Sousal.
What kind of food is it?
Like French-ish.
Ooh.
Yeah. French kind of Manitoban.
When I heard
so don't let that turn you off. It's
no,
really
no, no,
good.
No. No, it's okay.
They have crepes. Kauai crepe is very good.
Let's not talk about
Kauai. Nobody rates Kauai crepe either.
I think Kauai crepe is just a place for Instagram.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
It solely exists for Instagram. So does Across the Board.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I do know this. I've never been there actually before.
I've never been there either, but I know it exists because of Instagram.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, it was at the old one, where like across the street.
Yeah.
Somebody got curry, and it was real bad.
Ooh.
It was real bad. That's I don't know why you would go to a board games cafe and get curry.
No, I was going to say.
It's a bad decision.
Across the Board cafe, come for the curry.
Come for the curry. stay for the bathroom.
Who serves curry? You're right. That's so weird. You mentioned tea story. That's one thing I noticed. There's a lot of tea places popping up, I think, too, I feel like. Like places just to buy tea.
I'm a big fan of tea, though.
Teavana. Yeah.
David's Tea. Tea Story.
David's Tea's good.
I don't see the hype around the tea.
I like tea.
I don't know.
Tea's fine. I don't drink it.
I like it.
I do coffee in the morning, and I drink coffee and water. That's like all I drink.
Yeah. Water and caffeine pills for me. Very not healthy, but
no, caffeine pills aren't that bad for you.
I mean, I was drinking Monsters before, so that's, I was like,
yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah, I drink those too.
So I was like, you know what? Maybe we should just like, you know, separate what I'm actually here for instead of the flavor, because like I would just like be like, yeah, this is what I need.
No, tea's good, man. You should try it. Like, there's so many wacky flavors. It's amazing. It's like
I love so many wacky flavors.
It's awesome.
Oh, look at all this tea.
Like roasted chocolate peanuts or whatever. It's so good.
I'm allergic to peanuts. I can't.
Ryan rates tea.
We'll make that new segment. Okay, bring some tea next time.
I'll bring a new thing from David's Tea.
We have hot water here, I'm pretty sure, at the station. So you can make the tea, and we'll just hear you sip it.
Really close to the mic.
Birthday cake.
Yeah. For well, there's a mild flavor.
Sea like, salt caramel.
You ever seen that video of the guy like taste testing ice cream? And he's like, it's like really old, like 80s video. And he like gets like a tiny little scoop. And he's like, soft. That's a 10. And I was.
Is that the one where they kind of like warped his voice for like a Vine once?
Maybe.
I think I've seen that one.
Maybe.
I feel like people listening to this in their headphones would not going to appreciate those notes. Yeah, they're not going to like that.
It's pretty quiet. It looks like it's pretty quiet on the microphone.
Nom, nom, nom.
Anyways.
What is this show, man?
This show is a cup of Joe with a shot of rye sitting on the jaw.
It's too long. It's too long of a title.
It's okay. It works today.
We'll shorten it. Well, I don't know if you're gonna be back. You'll be back next year. We'll get you on
the show. I'm here all summer too.
Regularly.
Oh, you're here all summer?
Yeah, I work here.
That's right.
I do work here.
I forgot about that. I forgot you had a job.
Yeah.
That's right.
What do you do during the summer? What are you anticipating your average day is gonna look like in the summer? It's like July 17th. What do you do?
Mondays I'll come here and No, I'm just kidding. You know, getting ready for the season. It's basically like the whole Bison season. There's like a full-time staff of like 6 or 7 people. So we're just basically like go all the time for the season. And like Saturday was Brown and Gold. That's like our official kind of end point of the season. And now it's like, okay, what didn't we do while we were working that whole time? And then you see like the list of notes from the past year just like lining up and we'll catch up.
So you got like a list of chores essentially to get like,
and then
yeah
I get and then
yeah
I
and like well. What we want to do for next year, you know, like game experience for people and webcasting.
Can
and
you give us a little glimpse of that? I mean, I'm kind of interested actually.
If you weren't late, we were discussing this at length.
There are bits and pieces like going to London for the women's hockey championship. You can steal kind of bits and pieces from like what Western is doing or seeing like webcasts of what other schools are doing. And you know, there's limitations, but we have stuff now. Like we have that huge scoreboard at IGAC that we can use. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of cool stuff.
Getting a new one at Wayne Fleming, right? Is that hashtag confirmed?
I mean, they shut down the main one.
I've heard rumblings that it's hashtag confirmed.
I've heard rumors too. Well, we kind of need one. Yeah. Either that or we need some lights. We need those little glow, like easy, what's that thing called?
Light bright.
Yeah, we need some light bright bulbs so we can put them in there. Because for people who don't know who have gone to a hockey game, there's like 3 sides where you can't read the penalties. Yeah, and you're just like kind of guessing how much time is left.
That's what I remembered about the webcast. It was like, I don't know what the penalty is.
Who got it? Well, how much time's left?
There's about one SC left in the penalty.
I think it's a hooking call. No, it's a cross-checking. It's just stuff like
that. Well, we all know when it's a slashing call.
It's like this?
No, it's Tom Halleck famously going, slashing!
Oh, does he? I never see. I was with the headphones on. I was listening to Cassidy on my headphones. So.
That might be more. Never mind. No comment.
Slashing.
2 minutes for slashing. Yeah. I hate it. Or at when DJ LaLama was playing here.
Yeah.
Anytime DJ LaLama got a tackle, it was DJ LaLama.
That's
felt bad for him. DJ LaLama had a lot of tackles.
I like it. I like that he's got his thing. I like guys who just like have their thing that they do.
I mean,
and they just keep doing it.
So that's Tom or whatever.
Yeah, Tom Halleck.
Yeah, he seems like he's really into like.
Oh, I know. I'm not. I just think it's. I think it's funny. He's fun. He's a fun dude.
Any plans to try and get more? Like, is there like an extensive plan in place to get more people at the games?
There's always.
That's what we do.
Right.
That's our job.
Right.
Like that's literally like what the 7 of us are trying to do all the time.
Is it working? No.
Well, you know, I'll give you the party line. There are challenges to this campus. Mm-hmm. It's a community campus and everyone just leaves at like 3 p.m. every day.
Yes. Yeah.
So staying for games, I think winning helps because you guys are probably there for the championship run, like the couple weekends. Mm-hmm. So like if we're winning, people show up.
Yeah, exactly.
But like regular season games, you kind of like you steal bits and pieces from people, like in-game promotions and stuff like that, and that try to make things a little bit more fun while people are there. So there's lots of stuff we do to try to get people.
I think
it's
a hard problem to address because it's such a larger problem than just what you guys try to of just getting.
Well,
it's a whole culture thing. I think
with
the campus. It's not. I don't think you guys can help, but I just feel like it's such a big problem. That
We need help from like university, and we try to work with UMSU and try to work with you guys, UMFM, and.
Well, we talked about this before, right? Like it's just like university sports in Canada in general.
It's not like it's not just our problem for sure.
Exactly.
Lots of schools deal with this.
Yeah. it's unfortunate, I guess, but especially here.
One thing that irks me is like the tournament is on this like for the last couple weeks on TV, and like they're actually airing like NCAA commercials.
Yeah,
it's just like, why are we airing like for people to go to the NCAA in Canada?
No kidding. I mean, yeah, like we have so many like there's like what, 5 channels for TSN, like 5 channels for Sportsnet.
Yeah, and the exposure is so low.
I never understood that.
I hated that too. Is they took away like Shaw. They had football game of the week, Canada West football game of the week. Like that was kind of nice to watch.
Yeah, Shaw got stripped down, I guess. Yeah. Like their station. Do they even have a station anymore?
I don't think so.
Really? Yeah. I never knew that.
But yeah, because they were big supporters. Like we had like a weekly TV segment on Shaw TV, and having community TV and just getting people's eyeballs on something is so big.
Yeah.
Well, so now we got to kind of rely a little bit more on, okay, Sportsnet, if you're going to air men's women's basketball, can you air all of women's hockey too, and more of men's hockey, and like more of those tournaments? Because it's good. Like, I don't need to tell you guys that it's good sports.
Yeah, yeah. No. And I would think with women's hockey too, like, we said this, like, Canada's a hockey country, right? And you would think.
Well, they
with,
claim
like,
to be a hockey country.
Right. You would think. A lot of hockey culture up here.
It is.
A lot of hockey culture.
I'm not a big fan of it, but anyways.
A lot of hockey culture.
Yeah. I went to a Jets game last night. There's a lot of hockey culture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How was that Jets game, by the way?
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Just going to the game, seeing the whole Bison get appreciated and everything.
Yeah. Like, that's just like cheering with everyone else, like, but secretly I knew that.
About 13,000 of those fans just figured out that the Bison. Yeah.
They put the logo up and people were like,
what is that?
Whoa.
Who's playing tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I swear, man. That's the other thing that irks me is like everyone in the city cares now, but I'm like, they didn't care before. I just don't know why that kind of irks me.
Yeah, you gotta keep your day ones close.
You got Alana Sharman trying to deke out Subban. We should do that. We should just do like a exhibition game.
Honestly, yeah.
I'm down.
Can we set
that up? They had that U Sports game where like the U Sports All Stars from like all across the country, for men.
We're playing the
World Juniors, and they like killed them because they're all like old guys, basically. Yeah, like it's like 26 year olds beating up on like their little brothers.
Well, it's like a lose-lose situation for U Sports because it's like if they win, oh well, they're older. If they lose, it's like, oh well, they're just washed up junior players.
Yeah,
these guys are the best junior players in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's lose-lose for them.
I'm not sure if they got any more respect on men's hockey.
No, he's right. It is a lose. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah, it's awful.
But again, they got on TV, so.
Yeah,
small win.
And everyone figured out that we had university hockey for about 2 days in December, and that's like, oh wow, yeah, nobody cares. I mean,
it'd be nice to see what the crowd that we saw at the championship games like
more often.
I mean, yeah, when you're coming, like 850 people. Like,
yeah, the thing that annoys me is like with the Duckworth Challenge when we actually get a good crowd, and then it's all like
Westman
cheering. Yeah. Like our fans don't cheer.
Oh, we have terrible fans.
Oh,
we honestly
so frustrating.
Bisons have like I know that they're like. At the Brown and Gold, they're like, we thank all the fans for creating a good atmosphere. I'm like, you guys don't have to sugarcoat it. It's not that good. It's not that good. It's awful. I mean, the other one, too, that I really liked was when we hosted the Women's Soccer Nationals. And then when we played the first game against Trinity, we actually had a really good crowd out. And it was, I know it's the facilities are tiny, but it was actually kind of nice to see that kind of turnout. For that game. I mean, we lost, but I don't know. And even the Canada West Final Four for volleyball, like that was to me way more fun than
we can kill volleyball. National volleyball tournament, and I'm sure we will in the next 4 or 5 years. We just like volleyball's so huge in Manitoba, and like everyone's so crazy about it. Like hockey parents and then like volleyball parents are like another level. Yeah. Like they're just like huge passionate fans, so like we can kill a tournament like that. Like it gets crazy.
Pun intended.
Huh?
You could kill a tournament, pun intended.
Ha. And dig out some fans.
There you go.
And that's the end of the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
19 minutes. We'll just play the rest of. We'll just play an album for the rest of the hour.
But no, volleyball was fun. Even when we hosted the Can West Final Four, like it was sold out and it was wild.
Yeah, it was.
Volleyball is way more fun when you have a huge crowd because everyone's like cheering after every point.
And yeah.
Yeah, a fun sport to
I remember
watch.
That. Where were you like calling the game or what?
No, I was covering it for the Manitoba.
Oh,
I was
yeah, there. That's right.
I was sitting there with the one other Free Press reporter who's asking Chris all the questions about the team because he knew nothing. I sat there and I was like,
I feel like that's
who's the guy with the shoes?
Is he any good? Who's the tall kid?
Yeah.
Which one?
They're all 6'7" and weirdly gangly white guys.
Is it Ken Rooney or Kenny Rooney? I can't decide.
Why does Devin Deere have a weird haircut?
It's true. That thing, you know what? That was like, I think that made him more aerodynamic in the air though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also helped pick him out on the, when you're doing a right. red cast, because yeah. they're all just tall, skinny white guys. And if one
had, he had the shoes and the hair. Yeah. yeah.
Like
the
he hair, was yeah. easy.
And also, he was the best.
Yes, yeah. he was.
I think Adam was rocking some like gold shoes, wasn't he?
When he I don't know.
For a bit there. I think he
I
was.
Remember my first year, he had the wings. He had the Bieber hair. One of the last guys to cut his hair.
That's what you should do for social media, is like once volleyball starts up again, just be like volleyball kicks. Just see what everyone's rocking.
Yeah.
Post that.
Yeah. You do that. Just do our own like too. Bison Kicks account, like yeah. BR Kicks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
That would actually be sweet. Just I'd like that.
Yeah. yeah.
Just that'd be fun.
Because I think like definitely the volleyball players get a lot of wear different shoes. The basketball team definitely does. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure they really like appreciate that, because like
soccer team even they have funny cleats if you ever yeah. look at. I like watching soccer and then see them run. It's just like yellow blurs on the
yeah.
screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if there's anything that we can give recognition for, it's
to get shoes. Some shoe deals. Shoes,
yeah. We need some sponsors.
Yeah.
Shoes. We need Nike.
If ASICS wants to contact us, if
Saucony.
Skechers. The Shaq brand from Walmart.
Champion.
Brooks.
What do we talk about on the show?
I don't get it. What is the show about?
I don't know what the show's supposed to be about.
It's a variety show. It's I
don't
homegrown
know. Talk? I think yeah, that's what it's classified.
It's
on
homegrown talk. Like, I remember when I started this show, it was supposed to be about music and sports and like science. And it's just devolved into three dudes talking about shoes. So,
well, we were going to ask you about London. That's why we wanted you on the show.
Oh, okay.
So how was London?
Did you find
good question.
Did you find anything to do?
No.
Yes.
London is...
London, Ontario, for those who...
Yes. Not to... I went to London, England. There's a lot to do. London, Ontario, there's not too much. Also, we kind of were in a tough situation because the hotel that hosted it was like the only hotel that could... In the city? City? Town? I don't know. I don't know what you classify it as. It's somewhere in between. It was like way on the south side of town because it could have like 8 teams of... 30 girls mm-hmm. and like have them all at the same hotel so we could have the banquet there and everything. And then Western was on the north side of town, so it's like a 35 minute commute, and they're like Winnipeg, they have no pass over highway or anything yeah, like that, so no you have to drive way. Through the middle of town and go up there. So London might have cool stuff downtown, and kind of driving by you'd be like, oh yeah, there might be some cool stuff there, but I didn't see it. I just went from hotel to Western, back to hotel, back to Western. Western is just like a massive campus, so there's lots of ways to kill time there.
So how many stars on Yelp for London, Ontario?
For the whole city?
Yeah.
3.5, pending further review.
Yeah. All right.
Looks like there's an Urban Outfitters.
Oh, damn.
A couple coffee places, so yeah, if go. I ever go back.
As long as you got some local coffee shops.
Yeah, there you go.
You can Instagram, then you're good, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't think I'd have any reason to go to London, Ontario in my entire life.
Unless you're working for like a packing plant or actually going to Western.
We gotta go so we can review it and then come back and be like, all right, we figured out how London is, and yeah. it is blank.
It's boring.
To be determined.
London Knights. That's the only thing I know about London.
It's a party town, though. Like, I didn't see any of the venues, but like with a huge campus there and not a lot else going on.
I'm pretty sure, is it Western or Queens? Western's definitely the party school of Canada, isn't it? Like, there was like a thing where it was like, Western is the best place to party
or
whatever.
Yeah, I think McLean's had a list of parties. I swear, yeah, McLean's.
Yeah.
Like, Manitoba was really at the bottom.
But also Western had also a couple racist incidents too. So, you know, you take the good and the bad and you weigh it out and you're like, well, I don't want to be associated with people who think it's okay to be racist.
I don't want to be a Mustang.
That's not my thing. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be a
purple.
Stang.
What's a Mustang anyway?
I don't want to be a Stang.
Nah.
I want to be
it's a horse.
I know.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of my running joke. With
it's
any,
a. It's
what's a Westman?
What's a Westman? What's a Stinger? What's a.
What's a Gales?
What's a, yeah, what
is a Gales? I have no idea.
I looked it up, and when you look it up, it's Gael, someone who speaks Gaelic.
Ugh.
So are you just a bunch of people who speak Gaelic or some dead language?
I know this is coming from a place from somebody who works at a grammatically incorrect school.
Yeah, I know.
But
I was going to say, what's a Bison's anyway?
Yeah. But, yeah.
Gales. I barely, very early had to change in my Word document autocorrect that Bison's was okay to spell.
It's fine.
It's fine, actually, Microsoft. I can say Bison's. It's not just Bison. But then people say it's grammatically incorrect, but also Bison doesn't sound...
A flock of geese.
Yeah, like it. But it also doesn't sound intimidating. Here come the University of Manitoba Bison.
Yeah,
I feel bison. Like you know, most sports.
The herd.
The herd. Spelled with lower
Stampede.
Maybe put some like French on it, like the Manitoba Bison.
Bison.
Caitlin Fiton. Like,
here come your Manitoba Bison.
Yeah. Your backstory: the U Sports guys at the hockey championship had no idea how to pronounce our players' names.
So. I recognize that. Yeah.
Yeah. Was like, so they went through like five pronunciations of Caitlin Fiton over like 3 days.
Yeah.
Like it started out as like Fitton, and then they decided that she was French. I think somewhere in the middle of the semifinal games, so they started calling her Caitlin Fiton.
Fiton.
I actually like that better.
Yeah.
I think if I was her, I would have been like, sick. I actually like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by Fiton now.
Fiton.
Yeah.
I remember the one guy kept missing the S in Terechuk.
Yeah, Terechuk.
Yeah. That one to me is the worst because
it's right in there and you could just see it.
Yeah,
it's
you right can there. See it. Like, I get maybe pronouncing Fiton wrong or.
That's like a weird, like, I'm making this a French name
yeah.
thing to do. Like,
yeah.
Terechuk.
Like, that almost sounded Japanese.
I'm the king of accents, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all weird, though. Like, mostly, like, hockey players, you, like, just pronounce it the most hockey way possible.
Yeah.
Like,
which
it's
means
not, it would never be Charmant.
No.
Like,
did they say Charmant?
No, oh, but.
Okay. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Alana Charmant.
Just Alana? Pronounce it the most Anglophone yeah. way possible, and if you're wrong, you're wrong.
Charmin.
Yeah.
Charmin.
Charman.
Fightin.
Charmy. I like her nickname. She's got a but the best nickname is Alexander Anderson. She's got
Sparky. Yeah.
Sparky.
She's yep. Sparky?
That's her nickname. I don't know where she got it from, but
I don't either.
That's what they call her, Sparky. Alexander Sparky Anderson.
I like it.
It's good.
I like it.
I like that. Or Jordy Z. They got a lot of good nicknames.
Jay-Z.
I think officially we're already on to the okay, now we have to repeat bandwagon now as of Saturday. Okay, now Wims Hockey has to win again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Mm, exactly, yeah. I don't know.
So everyone come to the games because legit, like they lost four players. Hovey's a big one. They've lost some good fifth-year players, but there's a lot of good fourth-years too on this team. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be a good team next year.
That's what I was saying. Like, it's essentially like the same team, right? Like,
well, but Hovey though, man, like how do you play without her?
But I mean,
she was, you know, a huge factor, I think, in this team getting goals in the playoffs.
Yeah,
because she was almost in on every play, on every goal. So it's a different setup. You're going to see more of Zacharias creating, I think.
Yeah,
on this team next year.
Well, because she took over for a bit, right?
So. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, Hovey was gone for a lot of the year, and the Bisons were still good, but that playoffs. I mean, the one game she didn't play, they lost. So
that's true.
Yeah, it was interesting because they were a totally different team when she was gone because she went to the Olympics and they just played like a totally different style.
Yeah.
It was more of a grinder, kind of Saskatchewan type of like getting 1-0, 2-0 games. And
everybody's favorite.
Yeah, your favorite, I know. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
I missed the ones men's hockey game when it was like 8-6.
That was a fun game.
Oh,
I
wasn't
working that game.
I was doing the
There's
radio.
There's a lot of men's hockey games for the Bisons where it's just like 7-5, 8-6.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, hey, we're not playing defense today.
I was like, damn it. Oh.
No, that was super fun because it looked like Manitoba was running away with it. It was like 5-1 at one point, and then all of a sudden Regina's making it 5-3, and then Manitoba was like, okay, we'll score some more, and then Regina come back more. I was like, what's going on?
They start it's like university hockey guys, it's like almost uniformly they stop playing defense like in fundamental ways with like the first bit of controversy. So if like there's like a half a fight in the first period, you know that the rest of the game is going to be like 6-4.
No, I remember saying like these are just such bad defensive mistakes, like just blowing coverage and letting guy just skate by you like a pile. I was blown away at the just absolute garbage defense being played on both teams. Just hanging the goalies out to dry. I think Byron Spriggs actually they pulled him.
Yeah, and then Pollock played for the first time, so I missed that. I missed my buddy playing. Like I went to call that game, you know. Just
he had like 12 minutes a game or like 20 minutes a game time.
Justin Pollock said, "I went for sushi with that guy." You know, just like stupid stuff like that.
Brush with celebrity. Yeah.
But the funny thing is, if because it ended up 8-6, I mean, I don't remember what the lead was, but if Regina scored one more time, Pollock would have gotten the win.
Yeah,
which would have been funny because he came in 20 minutes in the third period.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah,
he gave up 2 goals in two.
Yeah, he gave up 2 goals, but if he gave up another one, if it was 8-7, then he would have gotten the win because Manitoba scored the 8th goal when he was on the ice. I think that's how it works.
I see.
I don't understand hockey.
Yeah, no. Pitcher, it's like pitcher wins too, right? It's like if you pitch more than 5, but then the guy gets like a run or whatever, and it's like okay, no one gets the win.
Yeah,
you can have a game where neither pitcher gets a win because like different pitchers came in.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh okay, But anyways, wins are a stupid statistic to follow anyways, right?
So. I hate it when the goalies, people talk about goalies or pitcher wins. It's like, yeah, they're 9-0. Who cares?
It's a dumb statistic. Are you into stats, John?
Am I into stats?
Yeah, like basketball stats specifically, I guess.
Yeah. I don't really know how you can be like into stats. Like, you're passionate about numbers. I don't know.
You can be like me with baseball. Like,
oh, okay.
There's so much data, for me to analyze. It's so much fun. You have like ground ball rates, fly ball rates, power to left field, power to right.
Effective field goal percentage.
Yeah, no.
True shooting percentage.
Strike zone location, type of pitch, velocity of pitch, location.
Wind shares.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of basketball stats. And like I know which ones mean what now, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like
I just feel like it's with like stats, it makes the game more fun to watch, I just think. Cuz then you
the Schumann's player efficiency rating.
Yeah, exactly, cuz you get to just like pick out like just like fun little things like, "Ah, oh, how's he doing with just like his like strikeout rates on like two balls with like a pitch?"
Yeah.
On Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I used to be a big like fancy stat. I used to be one of those hockey dinosaurs that are like, we don't need fancy stats. Well, this is...
Oh, really? Well,
we just need to look at what, how a guy is on, like, just by watching him play. But fancy stats do help.
You're the old guy in Moneyball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I realize now that...
What are you doing, Billy?
He's got a hot girlfriend. He's got a lot of confidence. That was the one thing I remember from that movie. And it's like, Billy Beans.
You're
like,
ruining this team, Billy. Well, I'm going to let you go because I'm Brad Pitt.
It's a good movie, though.
And he drives around and thinks about things and you get in your feelings.
And then his daughter sings a song and you're like, ah.
Ah, jeez.
Oh, no. I thought about baseball.
Man tears.
I thought about baseball. Come on, man.
It's about life.
Come on.
Don't bring this in.
Scott Hatterberg. Yeah. A home run. Oh, my God.
Jurassic World guy hits a homer.
Damn.
Back when he was fat.
Who's cutting onions in this place? Damn.
It's a good movie, though.
It is. Okay, so we were talking about nicknames. I want to ask this. What were you guys' nicknames growing up? Any nicknames at all? Or any nicknames right now? Right now, do you have any?
Not really right now. I had a few, like Johnny Bravo was one in grade school. Lame. It was, but the show was on.
I guess.
Yeah, so that was like a thing. But there's been variations of my last name. That's not really nicknames, it's just people getting it wrong.
Oh, yeah. So
you guys were talking about this because I listened to the segment where you talked about me because I'm super into myself.
Yes. I sent him like, skip to 10 minutes.
skip to the 5 minutes that are about you. And I'm like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'll listen to 10 minutes of radio about me.
That's what we should do. We should just like get interviews with different people and be like, skip to this part, listen to this part, and we get more listeners.
Yeah,
on,
exactly.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
These guys talk about me? I'm going to come on the show.
Exactly. Come on, just start talking about people.
Well, yeah, So yeah, the show used to be about music, sports, and science.
Now we talk about people and bring them on the show.
It's gossip. It's about gossip now. Who is dating who? What is
GOTIS.
So anyways, yeah, GOTIS is the product. The correct way to say it, but I've heard like gods.
Yeah,
goddess,
I like that better though.
Goads,
based gods.
I don't mind goads actually, but
based.
I feel like if there's no e, goads would work, but if there's an e, goddess would work. What like nationality is that? Like, is that like British or something?
It's a shortened version of a Belgian name.
Belgian.
Yeah.
Belgian.
The real one is much longer.
What is it? What's the real one?
Chocolates.
Godisberg?
Wow.
Van Godisberg?
It's a Godis. I don't even know how to say it, really. But it's you add an E-B-O-I-Z. So it's Ibuz, I believe. Godis Ibuz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a soccer last name.
Yeah. That's like Dionker.
Yeah.
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 You play like volleyball?
Full, yeah. With that kind of name, I probably should have.
Yeah.
You should just put that back on Twitter.
I made a bad choice trying to play basketball. I had a volleyball name.
Dude, that was your calling.
Yeah.
Go to Sabu's. I bet you in Belgium they're probably like, what are these Anglos doing?
It's go
probably,
to Sabu's.
It's probably like
with the putback slam.
I got cut from JV because I was afraid to go to the basket.
Oh man!
Then I took it all out in like 3 years of playing rec league where I was like, I'm okay with myself now. I could do this, and then I would like destroy younger people. There was one game where this guy got really mad because I kept scoring on him, and we almost fought after.
In a rec league.
Rec league, like, all bets are off. Especially basketball, where there's, like, 9 people who play it at this level.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. So they all take it super seriously. Well, all the guys do, but you have to have co-eds. So there's the girls on the team who are just like along for the ride, and they're just like upset, like embarrassed by the guys who are taking it so seriously.
Stop fighting.
Yeah. It's not like dodgeball where everyone's there to have fun.
Dodgeball's vicious too, though.
Man, I was watching. You ever seen that video? I forget. It was like at some American university. But like this guy, it's like 3, 2, 1, dodgeball, and this guy like launches a ball and it goes right to like this like woman's head, and it's like tunk. Like you just hear like the impact. I'm gonna find it. You keep talking because it's like it's.
I have a story about basketball though. I played my grade 9 year, and I only made the team because I was the tallest guy, and he wanted me to play like I don't know what's that position, post, I
center.
Guess.
In Canada at that point, it probably would have been called post.
Oh,
because I remember the wrong names for things.
Remember, he said you're playing post, and I was like, "What do I do?" He's just like, "You box guys out." I was like, "Okay," and I ended up fouling out of every single game I played because I treated it like a hockey game.
Yeah,
and I almost did it out of spite because I hated the fact that he picked me for the team. I went to the tryouts just because to you know keep my mom from cause she wanted me to play other sports. She's like, "Go to the basketball, you'll have fun." I'm like, "No, okay, I'll go to one tryout," and then I thought maybe I won't make the team. But no, I did. And so the coach hated me.
It's tough being good.
Yeah,
I wasn't good.
Want to make the team.
I wasn't good. I was just tall. Oh. That was it. Like that was
a big factor in the basketball team at my school too. Like there was like guys that were just super uncoordinated, but they were really tall.
Yeah,
like, one guy was like seven feet. So it was like, hey, you're a center.
I feel like anyone 7 feet in high school is that's just dangerous for your health. That's not good. Like. I was a kid and I was taller than a lot of kids and when I played soccer they just put me in net because I couldn't kick or head or do anything. I was such an uncoordinated goofball, still am, but
yeah.
I couldn't imagine being 7 feet tall in high school.
Oh, we have a women's basketball player now.
Inglis,
I think she's 6'11 or 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I watched her because I do the announcing at the Quad A Basketball Manitoba All-Star Game every year, and I saw her in that game, and in that game it was even more like apparent how tall she was because she was just with other high schoolers. And I was just like, oh yeah, like she has a ways to go, like in her projection.
Yeah.
But you knew she was going to get some sort of scholarship to go somewhere.
Well, I remember like, seeing her play
being
with
7 feet tall. It's just like, oh my God,
with,
like,
when
you
she,
can play.
She came on the court once at the end of the season with the Bisons. I was like, holy my, oh my, that's, oh my word to,
oh my word
to,
oh my,
to
oh
my catchphrase.
Oh me, oh
my. She's a freak, man. She's a freak. That's kind of mean
that's
to say.
That's mean.
She's like freakishly tall and even on a university court. And she kind of looked timid out there. Like I was nervous, but I'm like, the second she gets comfortable with her body, she's just going to destroy everything.
Yeah.
She's going to just shred.
Shred defenses.
Shred
them up.
Yeah. Oh, man. It'll be fun to watch. That'll be fun to watch.
So the women's basketball team, someone to watch too then? So the team to watch? The upcoming...
We're so far away, but I can't tell everybody. Yeah. But, yes, definitely women's hockey. It's going to be great.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And everyone should come to our football games because, heck, it's like $15 and you get like 50-yard seats.
Yeah.
It's a great way to see the venue.
And it's tiny.
From a place where you can't...
And it's quiet.
And there's a lot more scoring.
And it's quiet, so you can... Like,
to read, you can study.
You can study, honestly.
I've never been to a football game, but now I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You've never been, Joe.
No.
You've been here 4 years and you've never been to a football game.
When I was about to write that article for you that I scrapped, the opening paragraph was gonna be,
I've never been to a football game.
In my 5 years,
you've never been?
No.
Oh.
In my 5 years, this year was the first year I actually went to like a Bison sports thing. No, but that's a lie actually. I went to volleyball games, but no football, no basketball, no hockey, nothing. I was a commuter. I was a passerby.
Yeah, I went to Winnipeg, and I never went to a Westman game.
I was just floating, you know?
No.
Yeah. So.
You went to U of W?
And Red River, yeah.
Oh, those are my two least favorite schools.
There's only two other
ones. Yeah, that's the only two other schools in
the
city.
The only two you don't go to, so.
Yeah, I know.
Makes sense, yeah.
Makes sense, I don't like them.
Yeah.
No, I don't like Brandon either. Brandon Bobcats.
What's a Bobcat anyways?
There's no Bobcats in Brandon.
No, there isn't.
It's just farmers. That's why there's the Wheat Kings.
Aren't there Bobcats in like the hills, like the Sandy Hills?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
The Sandy Hills of Carberry?
I feel like every team school name should be like geographically
relevant. Well, technically the Bison aren't here. They're up north.
Yeah.
We have Bison at...
University of Manitoba Geese.
You can't say the zoo.
No, not the zoo.
So we have like condors at the zoo, and there's no condors.
Yeah, but what's the what's that place? Great West or something. Great West Life. I don't know.
They keep a bison in there?
Fort White. Fort White.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Do your insurance. It's like the bison.
Yeah, there's just a huge bison in the Great West Life building. That seems like it'd be an environmental disaster.
Like an office dog. It's an office bison.
It's an office bison, yeah.
What's that smell? Oh, it's just Billy.
Yeah.
That's where you put him in the off-season.
Yeah, put him by Billy the Cafe.
Should do that. We'll get Great West Life to sponsor Bison Sports and make that a commercial.
Yeah.
Like, got the office bison.
Yeah, whatever happened to MTS? MTS had the bison, those bison guys. Remember? They had
literal bisons, yeah. Yeah, talking bisons.
The talking bisons.
Why? Well, they got bought by Bell, so.
Bell.
Corporate America.
Oh, you Bell.
When do we talk about science?
Never.
Do we know anything about science?
I don't know. You just keep saying that this show's about science.
Oh, no. When it first started, it was about science. Okay. But then I stopped talking about science. I got lazy and like went to like this Twitter. It was like AP Oddities that would give like odd headlines for like different stories. And I tried to like give my take on them. Didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. So.
And then I came on the show and it just it's gone.
The intellectual level of this show just goes off the cliff once Ryan comes in.
I'm late. Ryan's here. You know.
This might be the worst one.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Not. We got John here now.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Sorry. He's here.
With three people, there's more perspectives now.
So what other perspectives do you want to talk about?
I don't know. We didn't come here with a plan.
We didn't.
Literally came here and said like, okay, we're gonna record now.
You want to talk about Western, and then
we did already,
and we covered that. That's a testament to how boring Western is, I guess. We just covered it like a minute. So
yeah, I mean, like the tourism side of the trip was not great. The hockey was pretty good, although it's totally different. Like the different conferences play hockey.
Yeah.
Like SASK was very close to it being a rematch of the Canada West final.
It was maybe
deserving too.
That would have been
like
sweet.
If SAS could have put some goals on the board and they didn't have the ability to do it.
St. FX busted my bracket, so
it really felt like Concordia was, and this isn't taking away from any other schools, but it kind of is the only other good school that wasn't Canada West in that tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, both RSEC teams got, or no, there's just one. Oh no, wait, Concordia's RSEC.
Concordia's
RSEC. St. FX was the other one.
Oh, yeah.
St. FX, and they lost both their games.
Yeah, that's right.
No, sorry. St. FX was
AUS.
Yeah, the other one was Montreal.
Montreal.
And the Caravans.
The Caravans.
Caravans.
I think play-by-play guys just love having Montreal games because they can just say, Caravans.
I loved it when they played in the women's soccer.
Yeah.
It's so fun
to say.
Caravans. The Caravans. You know, they're playing really well out there.
Caravans.
And they had this one girl named Gosselin. I love saying that.
Joelle Gosselin.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, she was good.
She was really good. Big striker.
I can't stop thinking about like posting people's shoes.
She was like 6'8".
Yeah.
She was just standing in the middle of the box.
Whoa, what? Yeah, she
was like a demonstrative figure on the soccer field.
Anytime there was a corner or anything, like a free kick, it was just like,
her in the box right in the middle. Yeah.
Where's it going to go? Oh, Gosselin.
She throws her elbows out and like five people go flying and she heads it in.
Yeah, and then I remember one time she got knocked down and she fell hard. Like, and then she was just mad because someone took her out. I'm like, yeah, I'd be mad if someone, because it'd probably take a lot to take her out. It's like, so they clearly did something.
If I took her out, I'd like run away. Maybe is that a good idea? If she's as tall as you guys say she is.
I don't think she was 6'8", but she was huge.
6'8" might be overselling it a bit.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of women's soccer players are that tall.
It was 6'8" relatively.
Yeah,
That's how it looked to me.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, that girl's 7 feet tall.
There's our science, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
That's
height.
Height is relative.
Was very high. All right, we got like...
What were you going to... I thought we were going to talk about something.
Nicknames and like...
Nickname, Joe?
I had a lot. I had Jogo. That's where I got my handle from, Jogo Fo Show.
Okay.
I had Joey. I had Josie. I had Josephine, obviously, when people made fun of me in school.
Yeah.
Classic joke, turning a boy's name into a girl's name.
Yeah.
That is...
Toxic
man. Always funny. That's always funny.
That was elementary and middle school, man. And then when I went to a warehouse, I got Speedy. Because Speedy Gonzalez. So I was like, okay, I'll take that one. That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And then when I went... and then I was also Gonzo, too. So Gonzo was a good one.
Yeah.
I know that much. And then that was about it, actually, I think. It was Speedy and Gonzo were my favorite ones. Then Jogo was the easiest one because it was like first, last name.
Yeah.
Jogo Fo Show.
Is that your preferred nickname?
I don't know. It's just my social media nickname.
Oh.
So I'll take it as...
We got like 10 minutes left, so.
It's all good, man. Joe go faux show. That should be like your campaign slogan when you run for student politics.
Yeah, right. I am never touching student politics. Gross.
Dude, it's so fun to get immersed with them and then just like be friends with all them.
Oh, I remember at the Brown and Gold years. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, hey, Ryan. Hey,
dude,
Ryan.
I was a hit amongst the politicians.
That's the weirdest thing. None of the athletes, but all the student politicians.
None of the athletes gave me time of day, but all the student politicians were walking.
I think it's like a hardwired thing for politicians. I know. Though. Like once you know somebody and like you meet them, you have to be like.
But it's fun because
forever.
I know that's what they're doing, so I just kind of milk it, and they're like,
"Oh, hey, fun. Ryan, yeah.
I'm like, going
it's
on,
so
man.
Great to see
what's
you.
What's going on, man?
You know what's up, Jahan? You weirdo, like, or what's up?
Hopefully, Jahan's not listening.
Jahan, much love. Just Jahan. Kidding. No love.
Jahan.
Jacob Big Sanderson, teams. All those guys. I just think it's funny to like milk that relationship because I know that they're all that are just doing is trying to be like, I don't know, get my vote or something. I don't
Baby
know.
Politicians, yeah.
Would you guys ever get a full sleeve tattoo?
No.
No.
No? Really?
No.
Why? Any particular reason why? Or?
Too hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to look at it all the time.
Would you get a tattoo in general? Any plans to get a tattoo at all?
No.
The only reason why is because I've been looking at tattoos, so that's why I asked you.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah. You're getting a tattoo? Yeah, we should ask. Well, Joe, are you getting a tattoo? We're just boring. Like, no, we don't want tattoos. All right.
You guys getting a tattoo? No, I don't really care. Don't answer that. I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah, what's your tattoo? What's your tattoo plans?
I wanted to get, like, a chest piece into a full sleeve
kind of thing
going on. Just, like, all the names of the women's hockey players just so you can remember this year forever.
What are you, Jason Pajak? We're not sending him this one.
No, we're not. We're not airing this one. We're gonna make sure that we edit that out. That's too good. Whoa,
what's
this,
going on out there?
This is the best part. When we record in this room, like Degrees is the kitchen's right there. So you just hear like a bunch of stuff going on and it's amazing. Like you'll hear like orders being yelled, like, we need this. I don't even need this. But yeah, no. I want a piece.
What are you going to put on your chest that could go into your sleeve?
Baroque Renaissance art sort of theme going on.
Are you going to have like the David touching the finger thing or whatever?
I should do that. I should do it like right there.
You should touch where you flex. That's when they touch.
At the shoulder joint.
That's not Baroque art.
Is it not?
No, it's Renaissance, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It's Michelangelo. Well,
you've been to Europe, so.
Yeah, I saw it. So
I want to get Plato and Aristotle from the School of Athens on my arm. I think it'd be cool. I don't know.
You're a philosophy guy.
Yeah, I'm a philosophy major, so I got to do it. You know.
Cool.
That's my.
You know, you got to live with those forever, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll probably still be talking about Plato.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
50 years.
Exactly.
I know. I was just saying what everybody says when you get a tattoo.
I know.
It's gonna be on your body forever. You're gonna.
Unlike if you were to get like Erica Reeder tattooed, it just. What is this about? I forget.
Erica Ryder. Spell it wrong. By the way, that's how Jason spells Erica Reeder's name every time he writes.
Really?
He spells it Erica Reeder or Erica Ryder.
R-I-D-E-R?
Like, R-E-I, yeah. And I'm like, delete, delete, I-E. It's so annoying.
I actually didn't know.
Yeah.
It's I-E.
It's I-E, yeah.
No, that's, well, there you go. See, we would never have touched that topic if I hadn't
really?
Made what? The I tattoo thought joke.
Because Erica Reeder, that's how it would
mean. I don't know.
Yeah. We should get her on the show.
I don't like basketball. What do you mean?
I don't like basketball. Well, I do, and I don't.
When it's March Madness and Toronto's in the playoffs, you like basketball.
I love the Raptors.
Yes.
Big Raptors fan.
I love Raptors.
I wish they'd just wear the black and gold all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That court is fantastic.
When I saw Drake was doing that, I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, Drake still loves us. I don't know why. He doesn't need him.
Because this is his city, man. He's from the six.
Yeah.
That's his
6IX, baby.
That's his whole thing. And then when it comes
six
to like.
It's the 6IX, baby.
Six.
I hate Toronto.
Run it through the six.
Do you like anything? This is a real question.
Yeah, you're very distasteful about a lot of things.
Do I like anything? That's a good question.
I feel like Joe's an honest guy and he likes stuff, but I'm not sure about you.
What, you think I just say I hate it for.
I think you generally do hate it. I don't think you're lying.
I do hate Toronto.
I'm an honest guy. I'm going to be a politician, actually, then.
Yeah, you could be a politician. I don't know. I don't know what I like.
Vote for me.
That's a tough question. I like Bison Sports.
Wow, this is really
it's getting dark.
Ephemeral now.
Yeah, way to turn it dark, Joe.
We're going to delve into your inner psyche. What do you like?
I like Bison Sports.
Okay.
That's my party line.
So you should.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Cool.
Big fan of Bison Sports. I am a big fan of archival pictures of like.
Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
I like it more when like, you talk about hating things. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like, you know that Facebook or Instagram page, Vintage Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's a good one.
I love it. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with them. I'll like scroll through them and like.
Oh man, there were like six more buildings downtown than there is now.
Dude, I don't know why. I'm fascinated by it. And then I drive by, I'm like, wow, Winnipeg used to be so much cooler.
Holy cow, there used to be horses on Main Street.
Look at this architecture. It's gone.
That's what you guys asked what I like, and now I'm getting chastised for it. I'll just hate everything again.
You should go on the Canada government website. There's like a section where there's a bunch of archival photos from like... I'm at work.
Yeah, but I'd see them all of Toronto, and I hate Toronto.
Oh, do you know if you dig out like the concrete, there'd be streetcar tracks down there? Still.
Yeah, no, I heard about that.
To this day, yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Is that where our roads
like
are garbage?
That's what's suspending our roads, actually. That's what's holding our roads together.
I hate you. I don't like that.
Do you like that fact?
No.
We're going to get you back on, and we're just going to keep being like, do you
do you like that?
Yeah. You like that? You like that?
I like that. I do like Kirk Cousins. I like that.
Okay, Kirk Cousins. Okay, so far we've got archival photos and Kirk Cousins. I'm going to keep a list. Things Ryan likes.
Freshly minted Viking Kirk Cousins. Am I right?
Yep. Freshly. Yep.
Sweet.
That whole quarterback situation was weird. Because like.
Whatever happened to Teddy Bridgewater?
So Bridgewater's gone. He went to the Packers?
I don't know. The NFL's so hard to keep up. I just spent like the first 3 weeks of the NFL season.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's on that team now. Oh, yeah. He's on that team.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I'll be watching a game. I'm like, when did that happen?
And then Kirk Cousins went to the Vikings. And then Case Keenum went to the Broncos. And then. Who was the third quarterback in? Oh, and then Sam Bradford went somewhere else. They had three quarterbacks in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they all just like went away.
Sam Bradford.
I don't like Sam Bradford.
Ryan Reynolds.
You know why?
Sam Bradford.
Because he has his sleeves really long, like Peyton Manning. I think only Peyton Manning should have his sleeves that long.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing to hate, but I don't like Sam Bradford because of that.
Because of sleeves?
Because of his sleeves are like Peyton Manning.
Because of compression sleeves?
No. His sleeves on his jersey are too long, like Peyton Manning's. You know how Peyton Manning had longer sleeves?
Yeah. Yeah, Peyton Manning fits everything, like Wrangler jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I thought Wrangler jeans were for Brett Favre.
Yeah. Were. It's the same. It's like a lineage, right?
Yeah.
It's the lineage of super, super white guys.
Who's next?
I like bootcut
jeans. Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees did one.
Drew's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He's kind of like a cool white guy.
Yeah, because he's in New Orleans, so he gets close to the culture, right? Where it was like Peyton Manning was in Indianapolis, and Brett Favre was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's like, well, we got trucks and bootcut jeans. And I'm going home to Budweiser. I don't know why, but when you said the sleeves, I was thinking like compression sleeves.
Oh.
And how like compression sleeves and like pants became like a thing to wear. Especially compression like... I don't know what they're called. Pants? Are they compression pants?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I noticed how, like,
I wear them to work out.
Yeah, like, to work out. But I noticed how people like, wear them as, like a fashion thing now, too, right?
Oh, no.
Which kind of throws me off. I saw one guy on campus do it. I was like,
Unless you're a professional athlete, you should not be wearing compression pants.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
No, outside of
that's like a status symbol.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. See, and this is why none of the athletes talk to us, because they wear compression pants and we don't.
They also, like, think... they also wear, like, flip-flops and sandals and... sweatpants and stuff, and it's like, guys, I get it, you're an athlete.
emoji 100 put in the work.
Yeah, always on my grind.
Splash,
sheesh,
splash, sheesh.
always on my grind, but I can't get dressed to go to school in the morning.
I don't got sneakers.
only for the court.
Well, I remember I saw some guy, he was walking into Bueller, like the bio building.
You say Bueller?
Buller? Is it Buller?
I'm pretty sure it's Buller.
I called it Bueller for the longest time. I just kept calling it Bueller. But I think it is Buller.
It has to be Buller.
Like arms? Armies?
Armies?
I saw a guy wearing compression pants. I was like, I don't think you should be doing that.
Very simple.
I thought to myself, I was like, you shouldn't. It's not allowed. It's not allowed. That's what I thought.
I didn't know. I've never seen anyone wear them outside of athletic context.
Because you're started by Bison Sports. And you like that, right?
What?
Season's like over. That. What are you going to do with yourself?
To be honest, I don't know.
You have a summer job?
No, I don't have a summer job lined up yet.
So do you like that?
No, I don't like that. Show's going to get really annoying quickly.
This is okay. It's a one-week thing. It's this week only.
Just go to the library and just like go to that machine where you can scroll through the Winnipeg Free Press.
Yeah.
Just kill some dates.
Love that stuff, man. Love it.
May 16, 1972. Oh, man. Some crazy stuff happened today.
I don't know. Could have.
What happened at the saloon? Did we have a saloon?
I think, like, the PAL has been around.
Yeah.
For, like, 100 years.
I can't confirm that.
See an archival photo.
It was opened by Louis Riel.
See an archival photo.
Can we even talk about that?
See an archival photo of like just like older looking ladies with like young men. It's like, oh, it's always been that way at the PAL.
One thing I do know.
PAL never changes.
When you see people.
You can change venues, but you can't change the PAL.
When you see people from like back in the day, they're all ugly.
Like, that's not nice.
Dude, it's true. They're all ugly, man.
That's not nice.
Everybody from the 70s was ugly.
Not the 70s. Not the 70s. Well, 70s, yeah. But like, if you look at pictures from the 1920s, everyone's so ugly.
Well, they didn't have, like, the modern technology of, like...
Yeah, but their hair is gross.
There's no showers. They didn't shower.
Like, oh, they're all ugly. But I feel like it's not even in how they look. It's their face. Just other ugly people.
So you love let me stop here.
Yeah.
So you love archival footage.
Yeah.
But you think everyone from that era is ugly.
Yes.
Okay.
They are. It's just I like seeing the buildings and the cars and the ads.
But I like people today because they're hot.
Yeah, people are hot.
Thanks today. Instagram. Thanks filters.
Thanks showers. Thanks running water.
Thanks modern technology.
Thanks vaccines.
Thanks modern grooming techniques.
No one's dying.
Thanks not drying out meats. And fruits.
No one's dying from whooping cough now.
Whooping cough. No one's dying from tuberculosis.
Just a constant state of flu. You're so ugly.
That's probably why they're ugly.
They're just always sick all the time.
Yeah, okay. You know what? Now I have a little sympathy for them.
Dysentery, swipe left.
That's the Tinder back in the day, just like what disease they have.
Okay. This is
scurvy since May 1912.
it's like that Family Guy bit where they're out in like ancient Jerusalem and then he coughs. He's like, oh wow, look how little blood you have when you cough. You must be very healthy. Yeah.
All right.
It's a different era, man.
I think we gotta cut it short.
No, this is good.
We're 56 minutes in, so John, I'm sorry for that. I was late and I held you up here. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay.
I know you got things to do, but if you want to come back on. This was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so if you want to come back on, just let us know, and I will make an effort, a better effort, to come on time.
Maybe if the Raptors do something, we can just talk about that. There Ryan would love
I'll,
that.
I'll have to watch the Raptors.
There you go.
Then I can contribute.
So any final messages, boys? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to leave the three listeners that I have with a message at all?
Well, we don't have any listeners after this hour.
I have one guy. I have my one friend from Vancouver, and he's a day one guy. So
does he listen to every episode?
Yeah, he's my guy, man. That's the homie. He supports what I do.
Feel bad for him.
No, I love that guy.
I'm not saying you don't love the guy, but I feel bad for this.
He's on board.
This mess that just occurred.
He's on board all the time.
I don't know what usually happens in the studio, so this is the normal for me.
Feel like most of the time we kind of have a plan. We're like, well, this is what we'll talk about. This is what we'll talk about. Say we had no idea what we're going
to
talk about.
I think we managed to get through an hour, though.
Oh, yeah.
Enough content. So I think we're good.
I love content.
Love content for 45-year-old moms. That's my content.
This was Tuesday Morning with a Cup of Joe, 101.5 UMFM.
Don't drink and drive.
Thanks for listening. Don't drink and drive. Don't do drugs and drive, but definitely find something good to eat before you go out for lunch today.
Not Stella's.
Peace.